Et maintenant, un bon boîte de cast.
Et maintenant, un bon boîte de cast.
Yes, hello everyone. I'd like to introduce your Dr. Rainer Knizia.
Hello.
So, Mr. Knizia, it's a pleasure to have you. We'd like to maybe pass through or have a quick presentation about your history, because many gamers know now your name and are interested in seeing your name on some boxes, but still players do not know you and know that you have such a reference in the board game in Europe. So maybe we can start from the beginning. Why are you playing with games?
Well, I've been playing games as long as I can think. I've been playing games when I was 6-8 years old, as we have all done. Yeah. But I've then started to design games already when I was 10. I have my first prototypes still when I was 10 years old. They have never been published. They are not publishable, but they were the first designs, and it just started there.
Okay. And so you were designing new games, were you deriving existing games?
I mean, it starts that you play games. You have never enough money as a kid to buy all the games, and you don't find the exciting themes you want to play. So I started to design my own variations of the games, and then own creations. And they were all playable if you were willing to play the way the game needed to be played, yes. Which is essentially the criteria for a bad game. Yeah. But at that time, it was good for us. And over the time, of course, before I started publishing, I learned that a game needs to be very robust. And does not just need to work for me, but to work for many people, everybody.
So now you are creating many games, but per year. Do you have an idea? I guess yes. About the proportion between your creation and your edition.
Yes. In total, I think there are about 400 games I have published. Of course. We work very intensively, that means myself and a number of friends who are involved in the creative process. We work very intensively every day in creating new designs, but of course with a long backlist there is also a big number of republications in different countries, different languages of existing properties. So it's a mixture.
So, and now, due to internationalization of board game, you're a creator in Germany, but it's spreading all over the world. When creating a game now, do you have to bear in mind how you can internationalize it?
No, I'm not really starting with this as an aware process. I try to start with something new, and I try to develop it into the best possible game. And only when I have completed the game, usually I decide and I ask myself where is the best publisher and where is the best market for it. Mm-hmm. Of course, I think with the experience built up along the way, in a maybe even subconscious way, of course I will filter out things which are unpublishable and which are not the right directions to take. So I think that's somewhat in the back of the mind as well, but it's not an aware process. I need to do it for this market. I don't want to build up extra hurdles. It's hard enough to make a good game. And if I then insist it has to be a card game with 55 cards and 2 red counters, it becomes harder, and I don't need to do that.
Okay, you spoke about the creation process to get the best game to be sure to sell it to the public. Could we have some words about your creation process?
Yes. The first important thing is, if you want to be a good game designer, you have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get up around 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm an early morning person. I like it. I'm very fresh in the morning. There's no telephone ringing, so I do a lot of creative designing in the mornings, about until lunchtime. Sometimes around lunchtime, the emails and the telephone calls catch up with me. So in the afternoon, I'm doing more the operational work, or produce prototypes. And then in the evenings, we always play. And then, of course, on the weekends, there's much more time. People have more time to play. And then we would play in the afternoons, in the evenings, or on Thursdays I would go to the kindergarten if I have children's games, and we test them, because you of course have to test the games eventually with the target group.
That's nice. And what is the time between the ID and the box? average timer.
Yes, it varies a lot, but the best estimate is the game will be on my side for 1 year, then the game will be on the publisher's side for 1 year, and then it will be out. So we are here at the Nuremberg Toy Fair. The games which are released here, I have completed them at least a year ago, and they have been with the publisher there, and I've been working on them maybe for half a year, maybe for 2 years. So I'm now working not for 2009, I'm working on the games for 2010 now.
Which game have been released in the Nuremberg Toy Fair of 2008?
There have been a number of interesting ones. There is with Cosmos, there is a series of games. One is Celtis, which is in Germany only, which is a exploration game, and we will see an international spin-off, which was my original design, which I'm not talking about yet, but which we'll see in the next months. Also with Cosmos we have the Domino Knobelspaß, so the puzzle games with dominoes. We started out with Ingenious, with Einfach Genial Knobelspaß, which was of course derived from our great abstract game Einfach Genial. And it's something which you can play in groups and something which you can play by yourself. And it's logical puzzles derived from a game, which I think is very successful in our time. Not on the Nuremberg Toy Fair, but next month I will have my first Nintendo DS game, which is about training your brain. It's a logic coach. And that's something I look very much forward to, because there's, I believe, a lot of substance in this product, and it will hopefully make a lot of people happy.
Yeah, that's good to know that board game is coming to video game, and sometimes video game is going to board game. That's a good fusion, I see, it's in the air, yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Knizia. That's a great pleasure to meet you, and maybe do you want to add something?
No, thank you for having me. I hope that lots of my fans enjoy the old games and also enjoy the new games. I'm trying to do a variety of games, so it is always, I think, the challenge is always to finding the right games for the right people. And I think going to a game festival, going to a fair is certainly the right way to get to know many games and pick the ones which are best for the individual players.
Totally agree. We are a great fan of your games indeed. Thank you very much, and see you next time.
Thank you. See you next time.